Hey there, crew. It's Mark Figg, and welcome to the Hobbyist Hangout Podcast, the podcast where we're talking about all things hobbies, specifically planning, notebooks, organization, fountain pens, ink, all the fun stuff. And I cannot wait to talk about today's episode, which is going to be all about my planner stack from this past year, what worked, what didn't, a little bit of review of some of the notebooks and planners that I used, and then we'll be talking about my upcoming year and what I'm going to be doing there with my planner. Hopefully you are in the same mindset right now, or maybe you're even thinking about what you're going to be doing for the new year, and today's episode will help you out there. If you want to check out any previous episodes of the Hobbyist Hangout Podcast, we've actually talked about this topic before, bullet journaling, fountain pens, all the good stuff, head over to markyourpages.com/podcast. There you can check out those previous episodes, learn more about the podcast, as well as support the podcast if you would like to with a monthly donation. Now, that website is a little bit different because since the last time we chatted, I changed my social media handles from Men Who Bullet to Mark Your Pages. So it's something I've been thinking about for a few years. I was actually going to make today's episode about that, but I'm more excited about planners right now than I am about a name change. So if you'd like to check out more about the name change and kind of why I made that, head over to my YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/@markyourpages. And there I made a whole video on saying goodbye to Men Who Bullet and hello to Mark Your Pages. Let's go ahead and get into today's episode, starting off with how I started off this year. So after last year, we had some job changes, we had some different responsibilities, and I was really rethinking the way in which I plan inside of my bullet journal. What was happening is that my job required more future planning than it had in the past. So I could easily use a future log in my bullet journal and be pretty okay. Like, hey, Mark, don't forget that next month we have this workshop. Well, that turned into more program and project management tasks this upcoming year, more meetings with my team, monthly and quarterly reviews, all kinds of things like that. And I needed to do a better job of planning for that. And my future log was not making that happen for me. So along with my bullet journal, so this year I was using an A5 size bullet journal. This is the edition 2 from the official bullet journal website. And overall, I will say that I did enjoy this notebook. The problem is the features of the bullet journal edition 2 are fantastic, but I still am having a lot of issues with the paper. So the paper from the bullet journal edition 2, it's Leuchtturm paper. In the edition 2s, it is 120 GSM paper, which is an upgrade from their original version and kind of the older Leuchtturm notebooks that have around like 70 or 80 GSM paper. With the upgraded paper, I was expecting a much better experience with the Leuchtturm. I was giving them a try after a number of years of working strictly out of Archer and Olive notebooks, where they have 160 GSM paper, so nice thick paper, no ghosting, no bleed through. It's pretty fantastic. I said, okay, let's give the edition 2 a try. Let's see how it works out this year. And for the most part, it did well. It handles pens well and handles stamps well, all the things that I'm using inside of my bullet journal to create my weeklies. But the problem is that I still have a decent amount of ghosting that is happening. And this year was a big acceptance of ghosting because I started using the notebook. Probably, I don't know, less than 2 months in, I started to get really annoyed that I was getting more ghosting than I thought I would in this notebook. But I was like, Mark, just accept it. Just be like, look, this happens. Just use your notebook until it's done. Let's not switch now. And it actually turned out to be a really good mindset because the second half of this year, I used a Night Owl planner, which we will talk about in just a moment, where I made that switch. And that has Tomo River paper inside of it. And that's like 52 GSM. So you really see through that paper because it's so thin. It does handle pens and everything really well. I know that people love Tomo River paper, but I don't know. The ghosting just bothers me so much in notebooks. I don't know. So even though I'm telling myself it's okay, it still bothers me every time that I see it, or I'm like trying to write something on a page and I can see what I wrote on the previous page. So anyway, so that's kind of been my experience with the bullet journal itself. I still love my weeklies and my notes and my one-on-ones and everything I keep inside of it. I will probably never move away from a blank notebook and setting one up myself and using the bullet journal method inside of it. But this year, because of all of those changes I talked around planning and future planning, I decided to start off the year with one of the 2023 year task planners from Appointed. So this planner is something I've actually used it in the past. I did a review on this a number of years ago when I tried it out for the first time. And overall, this planner is awesome. I definitely learned a lot about myself this year inside of this planner, mostly that I really like a monthly overview page, like a monthly calendar page where you can see all the dates. It has spaces to write things because that's what I found I did the most this year and why I absolutely love these monthly pages, because everything is in here. So this entire year started in January all the way through December inside of this one notebook. It also has weekly pages as you go through each month. So I like that as well. The problem is that the paper, first of all, is not really like fountain pen or heavy gel pen friendly. This is definitely like your standard pen or like pencil I used a lot inside of here, and it works well for that. But when you start using, you can't use a fountain pen or anything heavy because it will not just ghost, but like bleed through the pages too. I was like, okay. So now I started having to carry around like a fountain pen for my bullet journal. And then I had like a multi pen that I was using inside of this appointed planner. So it's one of those things again, where I was like, okay, function over enjoyment. And what I mean by that is like, I need this to work for me. So while yes, I would love to write with my new fountain pen inside of this task planner, I just can't. And I just accepted that for the first almost half of the year, essentially, and started using this. I also started to do something inside of here, which was setting up like 2-week task sprints. And this was really exciting for me because I hadn't done that before. It was a really great way to use your weekly as a way to kind of like take a look and say, okay, I can't necessarily accomplish all of these tasks in 1 week, but these are the things that I would like to accomplish in a 2-week sprint. Kind of gives you a little bit more time to work. I also work in product development, and a lot of our teams are working agile, which means that they're already working in 2-week sprints. So it aligned a little bit with that. And I liked it a lot. I did that every single month up until about May, June, because then I started to get kind of like a little like over the planner and I wasn't using it as much. The other thing is I found that I was replicating and duplicating a lot of things, because inside of the task planner, when you get into each of the weeklies, it has a whole section that's like kind of like a weekly overview, which has some spaces to jot down notes. And then the opposite page has a priority section. So like your top 4 priorities you want to accomplish that week. It has like 2 huge columns of tasks, and then a section that's like half of the page for notes. And I liked it, but the problem is that I write a lot of meeting notes, a lot of team notes, just notes throughout the week of things that I'm doing, and there was not enough space inside of the task planner to do that. So what I was doing essentially was using the task planner as a way to kind of future plan and plan for the week, and then my bullet journal became kind of more of a day-to-day. But then I was writing down tasks inside of my task planner, but I also felt like they should go inside of my bullet journal. And it really messed with me a lot. Early on, I was not really happy about it. I felt like I was wasting time and energy. I'm all about rewriting things for memorization, but this just seemed silly because I would write it in both places, then I would have to check them off in both places. And after a few months, I was like, no, Mark, just it's okay. You like this task planner for the future planning, for the big calendar pages. I was also using it to collect a weekly capacity for my team as a place to capture that and come back to those if I needed it. Earlier in the year, it was heavily used. And then as we went into like April, May, June, I also have a YouTube video where I went through all of my planners and reflected on them as well over on that YouTube channel, which I'll link in the show notes below. So you can check that out too if you want to get a deeper look at the task planner and kind of exactly what I'm talking about. I know podcasts are not necessarily the best place to talk about this. And even for the video podcast, it's a little harder to like show. But anyway, nonetheless, it worked well until it didn't. And then about June or so, I was introduced to a new planner to me, which was the Night Owl Planner. So Owl Paper Journals reached out to me. Marissa is the owner, and she was like, hey, I know that you love bullet journaling. I do too. However, I wasn't finding that was really meeting my full needs. So I created a planner that I think that you're going to love because you've talked a lot about this year, liking these monthly overviews and kind of how you're using it. And so she sent me one of her planners. And it reminded me very much of a Hobonichi. I know people love Hobonichis, especially like, when are those sales? Like September, October, when they do their yearly sale and everyone's talking about it. I get caught up in that excitement too. but I've never used a Hobonichi for planning. And from what I saw, this was close to that, at least in how it was. It has predated vertical weeklies. It had a lot of the same features. It also has Tomo River paper in it. And I was like, okay, well, I'll give it a try, because my task planner, like I said, I was starting to use it a lot less, and I was noticing that and starting to move more towards my bullet journal. And this smaller size, which is a B6 size journal for the Night Owl, I was like, okay, smaller profile, the paper, it has like over 300 pages inside of here, but the Tomro River paper is like 52 GSM, which is very thin, but it handles pens very well. And I said, okay, well, this isn't too bulky, and I'll give it a try. And I was able to accomplish a lot of the same things that I had in my task planner inside of the smaller planner. So I gave it a try. So the second half of the year, my work planners, the way I was kind of doing work, was continuing to use my A5 size addition to bullet journal. And I was also using the Night Owl planner as well, which was great, because what's cool about these planners, I'm a big fan of these, as I go into my little love fest here, is that they are 6-month planners. So you can actually decide if you want to get a full year. So you can buy, you know, all of 2024 planners, which will take you the first 6 months of the year, and then a second planner to take you for the second half of the year. And the reason they do that is because inside of these journals, you have the monthly overviews, like I talked about loving inside of the task planner that I started to use. You have some open pages in between there if you want. You have some pages that can be a future log if you want them to be. And then after you get through the monthlies and the weeklies, there's over 200 blank grid pages for you to use, which for me was like, oh, wait a second. So I can use a monthly overview, I can have these dated weeklies, and I still have over 200 pages to take notes in? Like, that's essentially taking my task planner and my bullet journal and putting it into one planner. Now, I couldn't get rid of my bullet journal, though. So I was like, well, I'm just going to use these in conjunction with each other. And it has been awesome. And I've absolutely loved it. So that's how I decided to kind of end this year. Where I'm at right now as I'm wrapping up is that the Night Owl will wrap up in December, because it's only a 6-month planner and that's when it ends. And my bullet journal, I don't know how I've made this last as long as it has, but I am seriously less than, like, I think I counted, like, I could get 10 weeks inside of here. So by the time this podcast is out, we'll have a lot less weeks, and I will be wrapping up this bullet journal almost exactly at the end of the year. Usually I don't plan for that. I just have never tried to fit a whole year inside of a journal. I did inside of my B5 journal from last year. That was cool, but I never try to make it plan out. I just need to make sure I have enough pages. And by counting ahead in my bullet journal, I just know that I have enough for the amount of weeks left in the year. And if I didn't, I would just move to a new journal before the end of the year, which seems kind of weird, but it is what it is. But anyway, so those two are here and I use those all year long. So in the past, I was like, Mark, I can't do more than 2 journals. That's a lot. But then when I found myself doing this year, it was something that I never thought I would, which was creating like a new planner stack. If you're not familiar with planner stacks or kind of this larger planning space, let me introduce you to the planner stack, which essentially is having a dedicated planner for different topics or different things. So a lot of people will have a bullet journal, and then they'll have like a reading journal or a habit journal or things like that. It's just a way to kind of keep things somewhat separate and very organized and themed. I have never really been a huge fan of that, because for me, the whole point of a bullet journal is to keep all of your different things together. It can be work, it can be home, it can be hobbies, it can be whatever. But the thing was, is that I was like, well, I'm not going to have enough paper. It's not going to last me as long. Like, what do I do? So I also have a lot of planners because I have a hoarding problem with notebooks, or I'll call it a collection problem with different notebooks. Then also because people will send me notebooks and planners to review for the YouTube channel, and I have them around, and I'm always like, hey, let's give them a try. Let's see how it works out. So in the beginning of this year, I decided to use the Anto notebook planner as a way to plan a lot of my content for YouTube. I had done a video not long ago, again on YouTube, where I talked about how like I'm not really a great like future content planner. I'm very much of like at the moment, you know, this podcast, for instance, I had some time before work started and I decided that I was going to record a podcast this morning after I dropped the kids off at school, and I had an hour and I'm doing it. I didn't plan this really as well as I needed to. And I'm the same way with a lot of my YouTube videos where I'm like, oh, I need to make a video this week. And I have some ideas jotted down somewhere and then I make the video and edit it and publish it. I want to be better at that. I've been getting better at it. The Anto Planner was helpful for me. So if you're not familiar, this was a notebook actually that I just did another review for because they have a 3.0 version of this. But it's a really cool system because it's all magnetic binding. So what you do is you have to cut your own paper, or in the new version, take an 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper, and you can just use that inside of the portfolio or fold it in half. And then you put it into these magnetic bindings, and then you just clip it into your notebook because there's a magnet in there. And it sounds like this. Yes, it's exactly the beautiful sound. So what's cool is that you can take these in and out as you need them. I actually hang them on my art cart because it's magnetic and that's metal and it works and it's just kind of out and about and it's very cool. And then you can clip it all back together when you need to use it. What I also loved about them is that they have templates that you can print out online. So they have like weekly and monthly and quarterly planners that you can print out and use. They have like Gantt charts and project planners. And I started using the project planner earlier this year as a way just to look at like, okay, what's the month look like? How many videos am I putting out? When do they need to be published? And I started to use that more and more throughout the year. And I liked it. It worked really well until it didn't, because then I was introduced to Notion's project planning. And then I started using that for content planning and it's worked out really well. But this notebook was cool. It's very niche. Not everyone loves the idea, but it's cool for me because it's magnetic. You can pull the pages in and out easily and use it, which is neat. In the 3.0 version, which is currently on Kickstarter, is a portfolio that has the same type of deal. But what I'm most excited about with this 3.0 version is that it works with US letter paper. So before it was A4 sized paper, so I had to cut down a lot of sheets to make it work inside these planners. And now I don't have to cut anything. I can just buy 8.5 by 11 dot grid paper off of Amazon as a stack, whatever GSM I want, and then just clip it and put it into these binders. And I'm very excited about it. So I liked it. It was really neat. I think that, like I said, it worked until it didn't, because then I started like jotting down ideas in multiple notebooks. And then I wasn't able to kind of pull it all together easily. Or if I was like, oh, I need to work on a video. Where did I put that outline? Is it inside of this Anto notebook? Oh, wait, no, maybe it's in this other one. And I just had to streamline it. So I moved to Notion. That's not really a notebook as a part of this conversation, but like I like Notion now for that type of content planning, but that's all that I really use it for. And I don't necessarily use the Anto notebook anymore this year, at least for that. Like I said, something new and shiny is in the 3.0. All of these work together because it's all magnetic binding. So I'm going to find some other uses for it. And it's always here, right? Because I can take the paper out and replace it. It's not dated. I can use it how I want to. Then also this year, I started to use another notebook that I dedicated to my YouTube mastermind. So myself and a few friends that are other YouTubers in the bullet journal planner creative space, we get together and we talk about trends, we talk about best practices, all kinds of fun stuff. I decided to give myself a dedicated notebook for this because we plan on doing this for a while. And I love the fact that like when we have our meetings, I just pull out this notebook, I open to my new page and take my notes. I have one place to go for all of the notes and things that we're talking about. I also had never used a traveler size notebook ever. I don't think I have. I think maybe did like a handful of notes in at one time, but this size really worked well for what we're doing. So just meeting notes, or if I'm presenting on something, I'll write whatever I'm presenting on in there. We'll talk about analytics and we'll talk about demographics, and I jot down those notes. So at any point I can just pull out this planner and the notebook really and open it up and get the notes that I need to. What am I doing in YouTube? What did we learn about? Hey, you know, I'm having a hard time remembering the best practices for writing a title for a YouTube video. And then I'm like, oh, I remember we talked about that. So I'm going to jot down some notes. Overall, I like it. I'm not worried about it. I don't take this anywhere. It sits at my desk here because this is where I am when I have our meetings. So it just works that it's there. And then the last thing that I used this year was an endless, I don't call it a traveler's notebook. I feel like I want to call it a traveler's notebook because it has the elastic band where you use a notebook and stick it into the elastic band. I've been using this for a design operations cohort class that I'm a part of. The idea behind this was similar to what I talked about with my mastermind notebook, is that I have one kind of space where I can go to get the notes. What I love about this is that it came already with one of their storyboard notebooks inside of there. So when I fill up this journal, you know, it doesn't have page numbers on it, but when I fill it up, I can take it out and store it away, and I can put a new notebook in here if I want to. I technically could have two or three travelers inside of here because it has three elastic bands that can hold on to three different notebooks like that. I like the design of it. I like the ease of it. It's nice and thin, and it's doing its job now. But once this class is over, I don't really know what I'll use it for after that, because like I said, I'm trying to simplify my life in this upcoming year a little bit. So, you know, if I take a look at what the stack was, it's not a current stack because I'm not using the task planner anymore. You know, we used 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 journals this year. I'm not going to count like my blog and like ideas journals, because I'll just write anything inside of them. Some, like, I call them like my sketchbooks, I think, more than anything. So, like, you know, that's a lot that I did this year. You know, like I said, I'm not going to get rid of my mastermind journal. I'm still going to keep up with my notes from my design operations class one. I like having a separate place for that. But everything else I had to kind of think through a bit, and like, how was I going to approach this year? So here's my plan for the new year. I am trying to fit everything into one square-sized bullet journal from Archer and Olive, because I love square notebooks. I've used one before. And what I was thinking about in this upcoming year is, how can I take the ideas from the task planner and from the night owl journal, and how can I fit them into one notebook so that I don't have to have two planners or two notebooks to do my day-to-day job? So I was like, well, what's going to be the best size notebook for me to put calendars into? I don't always love creating calendar pages like for each month, but I thought, well, Mark, if this worked for you in these other planners and you like that, it doesn't take too much to like draw some lines on a piece of paper and be done with it. So that's what I did. So this year in my bullet journal, because I'll still be using the bullet journal method, and I have to create my setup video for this upcoming year, I have two pages for an index, because in an 8x8 square journal, that is plenty of space. I learned that from my first one. And then after that, I have 10 months worth of calendar pages. So each page in here is going to be a full month. I'm going to put the dates. It's a Monday start, because I want to use the Saturday, Sunday space similar to what I did inside of my task planner with those like every 2 week task sprints. I'm going to try it out and see how it works. And Monday starts work well for that. And I'm going to see how it goes. And I'm basically going to use this as my future log for the year. So instead of having a dedicated future log and then a dedicated calendar pages, I'm just going to keep it all together. So if I know something needs to be done that month on a specific date, I can write it right inside of the box. And if not, I'm going to leave space at the top of each of these months. And I'm going to just leave a little area for like, you know, the tasks or the things you have to remember to kind of like write in. And then from there, I just still have to get together my collection pages, my lunch and learn program I do at work, my one-on-ones that I have with team members. All of that needs to migrate its way into this journal. And really what I'm trying to do is condense myself down work-wise into just using one square notebook as a bullet journal and kind of do what I've done in the past. Now, Marissa from Owl Paper Journals also just sent me two Night Owl planners, because she knows that I loved using the planners this year. I just did a review video for this, also on my YouTube video, where we talk through the features. And I think what I'm going to do is potentially replace some of the non-work related things, notes, notebooks, all of that stuff, with these planners. Because like I said, it has over 200 blank pages that I can use. So even though I just said I wasn't getting rid of my mastermind notebook and I wasn't getting rid of my class one, once the class is over, that goes away. But like any future things that I do, any future courses, classes, meetings, whatever that might be, I'm just going to put them inside of my night owl planner. So this will just stay on my desk. It's not going to travel with me. I'm not really worried about it for work. Most of the things that I do happen right here at my desk anyway. So overall, I think it will be good. And then that way I don't have like seven notebooks flying around and I can just be like, nope, planner's here. I can plan ahead for social media stuff inside of here too, because we have that monthly overview view. It kind of replaces the need for what I was doing inside of my Anto planner with those Gantt chart planners. I can write it down inside of Notion. I can have the alerts. I can do everything I'm doing there digitally. But if I want to write it down inside of here, I want to plan ahead, I want to get some ideas, I can do that as well. And then also, because I'm on the Archernolive ambassador team now, we have monthly meetings on that. There might be releases and other things like that and updates that they give. I like to write them down somewhere. So having them inside of a planner on my desk in front of where I'm doing my work, I think is going to work out well. So I guess technically this upcoming year, I'll really be using two again, but I'm not going to be using two for work. I'm going to have one for work and dedicated to everything that's happening there for planning and doing it. And then I'll have this other one on my desk. And then I'm still going to keep my mastermind one. I already have, you know, multiple pages inside of there. It just sits here too. But that's kind of how I'm looking to roll right now. And I'm really hopeful that by putting these monthly overviews inside of my bullet journal, it's going to accomplish what the other planners had done for me that I really enjoyed. I'll still be doing my weekly spreads inside of there. I think I'll be able to save some more pages than I had in the past because I only need one page now because it's an 8x8 in the squared journal versus an A5 size. So a lot more can fit inside of one page each week. Overall, excited about it. I do need to set it up. I mean, it's like the one video each year that I do every year that I'm like, Mark, you have to get this done. Like, people are interested in what you're doing. I'm hopefully to inspire other people on like what their journal might look like or how I've taken multiple planners and put them into one. I think most people would like to condense their planner stack down. But I don't know. Maybe some people like to have multiple journals. I just like to have it all in one spot for the most part. I say that and I'm like backtracking instantly, right? I'm like, I want it all in one space, but I also have an extra planner that I'm doing something else inside of. So I will clarify and say I want to have one planner for work, one bullet journal just for work that does all the things the other things were doing for me, and have one notebook for it. So that's the goal. We'll definitely be reflecting on this more as we go into the year and kind of get through with it. But other than that, I'm just really excited that I've made this move. I'm excited that I was able to figure out how to bring it all together. A5 size was not the right size for it. B5 was not the right size. Square just worked out perfectly for what I'm trying to do. So I hope that you enjoyed today's conversation about these planners. What I've understood is that not everyone plans the same way. Not everyone likes to use fountain pens. Some people like just a standard pen, and that's totally cool. And if you do, and your job only needs you to really focus on task and not like a crazy amount of notes, or you handle a lot of those notes digitally, but you want your own task, the task planner is fantastic. I love it. I got a lot out of it this year, especially in the way that it was set up. It just was duplicating efforts for me keeping a bullet journal and that planner. So I don't want any of my like, oh, this didn't work for me, to influence you in a negative way. I want it to be a part of the conversation and for something for you to think about. Like, hey, I would love to find a single planner dated that does exactly what I need it to do. Awesome. Night Owl planner or the appointed task planner could be your deal depending on how you use it. Hey, I want to create my own weeklies and I want to use the bullet journal method, but I also like some of these functions. Well, this size bullet journal might work out well for you depending on what you need. I think what I love most about planning, it's like the flavor of life, right? Every planner has a personality, has a need, it has a function, but you don't know about it until you try it. And I've tried several different notebooks over the year and planners, and I'm finding what I'm liking. And I think over time that changes too. As I get older, as my job function changes, or if I got a new job, it might look totally different. So these notebooks, these planners, they have to flex with us. I always like to say, make sure your planner is working for you, that you're not working for it. If you have to try extra hard to make your planner work for you, I don't think it's worth it personally. I think there's definitely some great features of planners that can help get you in line. But if you feel like it's a task, it is a chore to fill out your planner, you gotta find something better maybe. I'll check you out on the next podcast. Again, if you'd like to support this podcast or check out more episodes, head over to markyourpages.com/podcast. All of them are available for you there. I'll talk with you next time, friends. See ya.